Yes, indeed. You know that sound. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, highlighting the good in our community. I am Pastor John McClain, here without an Andrea Ruiz, but with an Andrea Williams, right?
Here I am.
Yeah.
Hello, absolutely. Everyone.
Yes, and that's Andrea Williams with
Straightening Pathways.
That's right. So you guys, how can they get a hold of you if they want to get a hold of you?
They can actually reach me on my Facebook page, or they can email me at willandrea, willandrea, at icloud.com.
Awesome. So you guys out there, if you are looking to get to that next step, if you feel like you're held up, whether it's confidence, it's motivation, whatever, it's strategy, whatever it may be, Andrea is the one you need. So yeah, go ahead and contact her, and definitely also contact the page if you didn't get that information. Our Facebook page, Common Good Radio, or go to veteranrescuemission.org, and we'll definitely link you up with her.
That's right.
Yep.
Here to help.
Yes. And we have another amazing show with you with our guest hosts today. We have kind of like double the Inspired Life today. We have Inspired Life Chiropractic, and we have our Inspired Life Center, and Inspired Life Mortgage here to discuss all the amazing stuff that they do. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not give grace to a very loving Father that not only blesses me so much to be able to do a radio show every week, to be able to highlight all the amazing organizations in the world, but it blessed me with an amazing family, blessed me with this man, John Spurr, who got me connected with the VA loan, and we're going to get a beautiful home real soon. I just have, you know, so many blessings in my life, and I'd be doing a disservice to myself and the community if I didn't give thanks to God. And I do that with the Lord's Prayer, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us for our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So, that being said, we have Dr. Rachel here in studio with us, and her husband, John Spurr, one of my best buddies, because he's been taking care of me so well. Thank you guys so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I guess let's start it off, Dr. Rachel, with you explaining to us what is the Inspired Life Center, and you know, and what services do you guys offer?
Yeah, Inspired Life Center is our brand new name. That's why you're going to get confused for a little bit, okay. Going back and forth, yeah, with Inspired Life Chiropractic and Wellness to Inspired Life Center. We are a local owned health and wellness center, with chiropractic being our main jam.
Mm-hmm.
It was my business partner, part of my family, Dr. Courtney Davis. We went to school together and started this 14 years ago. So.
That's pretty cool. I didn't realize that, you know, it's kind of like you had, it's like almost like, you know, this best friend grouping that bloomed into this kind of this amazing kind of system of caring for people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you said before, when you brought up that we had changed from Inspired Life Center because of all the modalities that they mm-hmm. offer, you have a lot of different other modalities outside of chiropractic care. What else do you offer?
Right. So chiropractic, like I said, is our main jam.
If you're trying to take my job, you're not getting it, just for the record.
No, that's
he knows I need help. I need his help. We have acupuncture, which is newly added. As many things wellness as we can to help support people through the stressful life. Mm-hmm. We have nutritional consultation. We have a program called True Cellular Detox. That really helps people that are very sick with mold, biotoxins, really serious stuff that's affecting their health. We have the soft wave that we'll talk about soon. We do cold laser therapy. So trying to keep adding a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
trying to educate people as best as we can on how to avoid the bad things for their body so they can get the best out of their care and live a healthy, happy life.
Interesting. And it's like, I love when I meet an individual like yourself that not only is really good at what they do, you know, as a chiropractor, but expands that, you know, and tries to remind people that caring for yourself isn't just one-dimensional So, but definitely every professional like yourself I meet, I ask them, you know, what made you think to even get in that in the first place? So, you know, I extend that question to you, like, what made you think to be a chiropractor in the first place?
So I don't have this amazing story, like, chiropractor saved my life when I was in high school. I grew up typical, like, taking over-the-counter meds for a headache. It's not until I didn't really know what I wanted to do, and high school anatomy teacher just threw it out there, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. My mom's like, you don't know what you're doing. And so I took a break in college, and I got a job at a chiropractic office, and I liked what I saw and learned. So I went to chiropractic school, but it wasn't until a few years later that I realized, laying in bed listening to the rain at a seminar, thinking, and I go, I'm a chiropractor because my prayers were answered. I grew up with my dad having debilitating back pain. He had lifestyle-caused diseases, which is what ended his life, unfortunately. And as a kid, you don't have the answer. You just pray that the next doctor has the answer. And no one ever offered him chiropractic care, which could have changed his life. He ended up dying from heavy antibiotic dose for MRSA that was in his body. And I realize now my prayer is being answered that I'm a chiropractor. I can help educate people as best as I can so they don't have to suffer with lifestyle-caused diseases. So that's my story.
Yeah, well, you said it was an amazing story, but that's a pretty beautiful story, definitely, that, you know, just the experience that you had with, you know, your father and wishing that you could have probably helped him more as a child, and now, you know, being able to help other people's fathers and helping those other people that probably dealt with a similar thing that your father dealt with.
Yeah,
it's awesome. And kind of less, also you talk about how you do, you know, these other things outside of chiropractic services. Like, what brought you in that direction? What, you know, what made you think that, okay, you know, I've learned this much, but there's so much more that can be done. You know, what's sent you that direction?
Chiropractic is about ultimately removing the interference from your nervous system. And those interferences are brought to us by our daily stresses, whether it's car accidents or sitting at a desk job all day, environmental stresses that we're exposed to every day, emotional stresses. Everybody has them. They deal with them differently. And so for us to be able to better educate and help people avoid those stresses, because chiropractic is really a physical with the musculoskeletal system, but to be able to help people avoid that repetitive chemical stress or adapt and handle their emotional stresses better. And you'd mentioned a little bit before, I mean, I say it's a village. Chiropractic is part of the foundation of taking care of yourself, but we need a lot more. And so we need all the help we can get to. So it's all about education.
Yeah. Nice. Well, definitely I want to dig into that more, but we're going to go ahead and thank our sponsors real quick. If you guys aren't paying attention, that's Dr. Rachel with Inspired Life Center. We also got John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage here. We'll be talking to the second half of the show. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Dre Williams with
Straightening Pathways.
Straightening Pathways. Definitely check it out. If you guys haven't checked out VeteranRescueMission.org, please do. You can find out more information about the show as well as our Homeless Veteran Transition Program that we have connected over 300 veterans with housing. Always need your help. We will be back right after this break. Grabbed your popcorn. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Dre Williams with Straightening Pathways.
That's right.
Yeah. So go to Facebook. If you are a person that is lacking confidence, or even if you have a whole bunch of confidence, but you're just wondering, man, I'm having a hard time making it to that next level or reaching my goals, Dre Williams is the one you need to call. Straightening Pathways. Check it out on Facebook, on the online, on the interwebs, and and she is a big bundle of happiness and joy. So at the minimal, if you at least have a free consultation and grab lunch with her, she'll make you happier for the day. So
I'll do what I can.
There's that. So but before we went to the break, we were speaking with Dr. Rachel with Inspire Life Center. She's also here joined by John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage, who's my backup. He's like the guest co-host today, and he'll ask the questions, the deep diving questions that I don't know.
He's my backup too.
Yeah, for sure. He's a good backup. Yeah. So yeah, I'll let you take it away, Dre.
All right. So just returning to Dr. Rachel here. So why did you actually decide to become a chiropractor? Or sorry, we already kind of addressed that, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm so That's sorry. Okay. So, you know, sleeping on the job. So you have quite a bit of experience and a lot of treatment options. Can you share more about the stem cell treatment with Softwave?
Yeah, I love this treatment. I feel so blessed to have run into it just by random happenings. Mm-hmm. It's only been in the United States for about 5.5 years, I believe.
My yeah, I was going to mention that. Perfect, I wouldn't be surprised if you're one of the only people, maybe even in the state, that does this.
No, there's a handful, and they're becoming more and more popular. But it was a big jump to do it, but we're so glad we did because we've really helped so many people. I didn't realize how many people were just living with chronic problems that they were coming in to maintain so they wouldn't get worse. So we had a big success with a lot of people. So it's called Softwave. It is from Germany. It is the same technology as lipotripsy in hospitals, which is used to break up kidney stones. It's just not as powerful. And so what it's done is it's taken stem cell therapy, which does amazing things for people, to the common person for affordability wise, because otherwise stem cell injections, they're very painful for, I've heard, multiple days and limiting on your mobility. And it's thousands of dollars, and not everyone can afford that. So it is you can think of it easy as like a sound wave that goes into the tissues of the body. And when we go over normal tissue, you don't feel anything. When we go over damaged tissue, whether it's just inflamed muscle tissue, cartilage, damage like that, that sound wave creates a pain response. And so I know that sounds scary. The treatment's very quick. And we do an exam to find if the person is a good candidate, which we're finding that damaged tissue. If so, how big of an area, so we know what treatment plan to give them. And then their tolerance to that discomfort. Since everyone's different individually and can handle difference, we turn it up, we turn it down.
Mm-hmm. And I know just recently, this past week, I sprained my ankle. And John was telling me, you need to get in and see my wife. Was this the treatment you were talking about?
The treatment. I tell people, if they've got an injury, like, get in as soon as possible, because then we probably don't need as many treatments. When it's chronic, there's a typical treatment protocol that we go to based on research. But what it's doing is that sound wave is making your body think there's new injury to the area, and it stimulates sending dormant stem cells in your own body to come regenerate those areas. And the best thing it does is creates angiogenesis, a fancy word. It is basically, I think you said it best once, it's laying roadways down. It's bringing more blood flow and more blood growth, blood vessels to the area. And they have like angiogram pictures showing that growth over time.
And what are some of the other treatments that you do that one wouldn't expect to find in a chiropractor's office?
I don't know, because there's your basic chiropractic, and then I just feel like the more services we have to help people, the better. In our office in particular, we will do exercise consulting. So we have our PT licenses so that we can do those exercises for people. We call them like spinal hygiene exercises. They're like flossing your teeth, but for your spine.
And I have a question. Do you think that, because I love just more of a holistic approach to your health and medical, so would you say that this, having all these services, just makes it more holistic for caring for your body and yourself?
Yeah. We're about, I know they can't see me, but above, down, inside out, removing that pressure off the nervous system, so you're strengthening the immune system. It just makes the body work better.
Awesome.
Easier.
Yeah, and even I know you said that you do nutrition consults, and I know, you know, it's all about what we eat, you know, and that affects how our body works and how, you know, regeneration and all that kind of stuff as well, I'm assuming too.
Yep. We do as many consultations in that as people want to hear.
Awesome.
And Hon, Dr. Fortney does prenatal, postnatal, and is like one of the top baby chiropractic doctors in the state.
Yeah. Hmm. We're chiropractic care from littles all the way to elders, everything in between, sports injuries, you know, car accidents, you name it. But she's gone through extensive programming and certified for, she teaches the Bradley birthing class, which is a natural birthing technique. She takes care of a lot of pregnant ladies, a lot of babies. So she's certified in pediatric chiropractic.
Mm, nice. And like most people, like they, you know, think to go see a chiropractor, they just got in car accident and stuff like that. What are some of the other kind of like subgroups of people that should probably see a chiropractor, but they don't haven't even considered that that is an option?
You name it. It's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I say it's for everybody, but it's not for everybody because there's people that want that pill. Mm. They don't care. They'll have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
There's people that will do anything to avoid those things.
Mm-hmm.
I look at medicine as there's a time and a place for it, but it's become pretty typical of this day and age, and it doesn't actually fix things. It just manages things.
Mm-hmm.
And so I myself don't want to be dependent on something like that and be in a position like that. Like I said, definitely a time and a place, but it's work to be healthy.
Yeah.
That's the honest truth.
For sure.
It's not an easy button.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I like that you used the term earlier, lifestyle caused disease, because I've never heard of that term, but it's so accurate. It just makes sense, right? It's all the choices, the things that you do that affect your body and how you live.
It all comes down to stress. It's just what category.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And so for those that are listening that want to connect with you, how can they get a hold of you?
Office number 520-390-2966.
One more time.
520-390-2966. InspiredLifeCenter.net will route you to our website. We do a Facebook page, us as individual doctors, Dr. Courtney Davis, Dr. Rachel Novak, and we'll give you our information and they can reach it through you.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Dr. Rachel.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, that is Dr. Rachel with Inspired Life Center. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. You guys hang in right there. We'll be back right after the break with John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage, talking all about interest rates and all the fun stuff that you love. All right, we'll be right back. The Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. What he didn't mention is we highlight the good in the community. One of the good organizations that we just got done highlighting was the Inspired Life Center. They do chiropractic services and more. So if you haven't checked them out, please do go to inspiredlifecenter.net, right? Yeah. And here on the second half of the show, we're going to have what I'd like to think of a new good buddy, Mr. John Spurr. He's with Inspired Life Mortgage. Before I even bring you in, John, I want to dote on you a little bit. You know, I met him through the amazing I Am Real Estate show and Raymond Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty. He is, I'm guessing, their grand poobah with lending over there. And when I, probably about, I want to think a couple, 3 months ago, I was telling him and I was telling Ray and Sandra that me and my wife, we were thinking about possibly buying a house in October when we think the market's going to cool down, because we thought we were armchair professionals on the market. And both John and Ray suggested that we just take a gander now. You know, there's probably not going to much going to change with the market between now and then. So we did. And we found a house, you know, a beautiful house. And we and Sandra and Ray connected us with John as the lender. And that effort in itself was a heroic effort. He did a great job. But John said to me, "Hey, don't you get VA benefits?" And I'm like, I think I'm supposed to, but I don't think I'm eligible. I was like, I tried for it once, but they denied it. He's like, "Well, are you this?" I'm like, "Yeah, I've done that." And he's like, what about this? Do you meet this qualification? Yeah, I meet that qualification. Well, it's, it sounds like you're eligible. Why don't you let me try? And I was like, well, if you want to waste your time, go ahead. You can try. He was like, well, it's my time. I think it won't be a waste of time. I'm going to try it. And Lord and behold, he did. And I got the VA loan, which, you know, is, for those who don't know, it's zero down. It is like a premium interest rate. And it's really, I mean, everything pretty much me and my wife were asking for. And now we're, you know, in the pike, on our way to close on, you know, our ostensibly our dream home. So thank you for that, John.
You're welcome. It's been my pleasure. It's been fun working with you guys. You've been easy to work with. And I, like I said before, I did 2 emails and a phone call up to Phoenix, and in 2 days we had your certificate of eligibility. Mm-hmm. They had a few pieces of information on your VA file wrong, and we got it fixed, and mm-hmm. there you go.
Yeah, and I guess kind of on that note, I'd like to start with like dispelling the misnomer of purchasing a home. I mean, I think a lot of people, when they think of purchasing a home, it's almost as if like they think of the voyage of trying to make it to the moon, where it's really not that much.
It's if you get a hold of an industry expert like Sandra and Ray or myself, mm-hmm. we take all of the chaos and the pain out of the transaction. We know exactly what we're doing, and we give you the right information, which is key, because you know you got the wrong information mm-hmm. multiple times. And we know all the steps, and we know all the pitfalls, and we know exactly what is going to be needed to get it done. And mm-hmm. I had an email from your wife the other day that just said, you guys have made this so incredibly easy so far. We really appreciate it. And that's our goal. She hears me. My wife hears me every day to the left of me right now at home throwing a fit and yelling and screaming and everything because mm-hmm. things aren't going correct. But I'm the one that's taking the grunt of all of those things that go wrong in the mm-hmm. mortgage transaction, because I'm that broker to help you get it done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I agree. I didn't realize that my wife sent you that email, but I agree with her 100%. It's just like, it's, you've made the process so easy for us. At this point, sometimes we're concerned, like we're doing something, like, is there something we should be doing? Is there, you know, is there something we're doing wrong just because it's gone so smooth, like step by step? Like there's certainly, you know, many steps in the process where we thought it should have been a lot more difficult, but you really made it super easy for us.
I've done it for 30 years, right? So I would like to think that I found every mistake that could possibly happen, but they pop up every so often. Mm-hmm. But we have a process and we have a plan, and we know how to get from point A to point B with as little problems as possible.
Nice. So, you know, I guess I'll get back to the script. Is it true that it's more difficult for a self-employed buyer to get qualified, or however you want to word that? Actually, that was
scripted for you, but that's okay. I mean, you're reading a teleprompter word for word, so there we go. There's a lot of misinformation out there that it's almost impossible for a self-employed borrower to buy a home. And, mm-hmm. and one of the big ones is you have to be self-employed for 2 years. Mm. And that's just not true. You do not have to be self-employed for 2 years to purchase a home. That is something an underwriter created years and years and years ago, and the guidelines don't say that. Now, I do need to be able to show that you've been self-employed for a year. Mm. That's what Fannie and Freddie are looking for, and a lot of the investors and lenders are looking for, but not for 2 years. Another one out there is, well, my tax returns don't show any income. Well, okay, your tax returns don't show any other income, but there's other alternative documents that we can use, like bank statements, profit and loss statements, documents that your accountant and CPAs can provide that will still allow us to qualify you and have income. So is it more challenging? It is more challenging, but it's not a self-employed borrower can't buy a home in this day and age. You just need to have somebody that has the programs and the knowledge of how to get a self-employed borrower qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So the next question that I have here is, so Inspired Life is a mortgage broker, but how is that different from a bank or a mortgage banker?
That's a loaded question. The simplest answer right now is that a mortgage broker is working on your behalf to get the transaction completed for you. I have currently 29 lenders that I can do business with. And so I take your information and I work with those 29 lenders to figure out what is the best program for your situation. And I'm the one that speaks the language and speaks mortgage. And I come back to you and say, hey, I need this, 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 and this. And then I go argue with the underwriter. I go argue with the lender. I get you what you deserve for a transaction. Whereas, let's say you walk into a bank that has a Stagecoach for a logo. Those people are going to say, here's your loan application. And you go into this giant pool and they ask you to upload stuff. And you're the one that's just trying to navigate this. You don't have somebody that's your advocate to help you get that transaction done.
Nice. Well, we are going to talk about all that and more after the break. That's Sean Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage. What's your guys' website?
InspiredLifeMortgage.com.
InspiredLifeMortgage.com. Go ahead and check them out. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Bennett and Rest Commission. I am Pastor John McClain here with Trey Williams with Straightening Pathways.
You got it.
Yeah. And we will be back right after this break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Trey Williams with Straightening Pathways.
Yes, making your pathways straight.
Yeah, just
get you get where you need to go.
Smooth sailing to step where your goals step. Are. Yeah, step by step, easy living. That's just a holistic modality, much like Inspired Life Center, you know?
That's I was just going to steal. Yeah. I straighten pathways.
Yeah, that's it. You guys should be working hand in hand. Yeah. But enough for the star of the show for the first half of the show. We have the star for the second half of the show, Mr. John Spurr with Inspired Life Mortgage. And before we went into the break, he was telling us the difference, which is, I mean, most people probably have no idea. I know I didn't have no idea that. One, there is a difference between mortgage brokers, banks, and mortgage bankers, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But in knowing you, I know that there's a clear difference. But if you will, continue to explain the different differences.
I will, and I could spend hours on this.
I'm sure.
A mortgage bank is just that. You're walking into your bank and you're getting a mortgage loan. The individuals at the bank all get an NMLS number. As soon as you become an employee of an FDIC insured or NCUA insured financial institution, you're just issued a national mortgage licensing system number. You don't take a test or all the stuff that I go through. The idea behind it is the bank is self-testing, but I mean, we know how that goes.
Yeah. And
you have mortgage bankers, which are your really large, well-known lenders. We have them here in Tucson. You see them on TV, so on and so forth. Now, they do have to do the testing and get a true license and everything, but they fill a different need in the market. And because of their overhead and they don't have as much regulation as a mortgage broker does, they tend to carry higher rates and higher fees. Mortgage brokers are heavily regulated. We can't make a certain percentage. We're held to a certain percentage of what we can make by law on every transaction. We can't charge origination if we're getting paid by the lender. That's who pays us as the lender. If the lender doesn't pay me, then I can charge an origination, but I can't do both. Mortgage banks and mortgage bankers, or banks and mortgage bankers, they can charge origination and get paid by the lender. So just the regulation that we're under and the fact that we don't have as much overhead, we have tend to have as mortgage brokers lower rates and lower fees because of how we're regulated.
And it also seems like kind of like you were explaining on the that last segment, you just have more options. Like you go when you go into the place with the Stagecoach, they're going to give you one option, it seems, where you know you're talking to 29 different organizations and all the different options that they provide for you.
I don't know, you hit the nail on the head. When you walk into a bank, they have their box and they have the type of customer they want to work with. And if you don't fit the box, you don't get a loan. We have options. Very rarely will a mortgage broker say no. Very rarely do I say no. I may say, hey, you're not ready to buy today, but in 6 months, I'm going to have you ready. And this is what we're going to do. And this is who we're going to use. The other problem with this is that so many loan officers want the instant gratification, right? They don't want to work with somebody that's going to take 6 months to close. They want to work with somebody that's going to close this month because they need that paycheck. But just a mortgage broker mentality, and most of us that are mortgage brokers have been in the industry for a very long time. I'm going on 31 years. We're experts. We're very knowledgeable. And we know how to take those 29 different options we have and work them to your advantage.
And a question I was curious about, particularly, I mean, thankfully my wife and I were in a position that we're on this side of the line and we can afford to buy a house. You know, we felt going into it like, okay, we're in a position financially where we can afford to buy a house. Where is that line from someone who can't afford to buy a house compared to somebody that can afford to buy a house?
Really, that's sitting down and figuring out a budget for yourself. And when I say figure out a budget, everything you expend, food, water, gas, electric, figure out everything you spend monthly, and then what are you comfortable spending on a house? Then we have a conversation with you and say, okay, if you're willing to spend X on your mortgage payment, you can buy this much home. Is there something out there that will work for you to buy a home? Almost anybody can buy a house. We need to work on that budget. We need to get rid of expenses that maybe you shouldn't have or pay down some credit card debt. But I truly believe if somebody wants to be a homeowner, they can. We just need to work with you, and maybe it takes 6 months or a year to get you there, or maybe you're ready today. But for us, I don't look at it as a definitive line in the sand. It's how do we get you from point A to point B, and what do we need to do to put that plan together for you?
Yeah, I think we've kind of touched on this in the past, how that's part of the thing that differentiates Inspire Life Mortgage from other agencies is not only do you guys help people get mortgages, but you kind of help people get to a place of security where they can even start even having that conversation.
Absolutely. It's one of our taglines is inspiring responsible homeownership. And it's not a tagline. That's what we do. We want to make sure that anything we do in the mortgage lending world is responsible and that the person that we're working with can afford that payment, is not going to be house poor, and that we have those tough conversations with them so that they understand that this is why your payment should be here and not this $500,000 house over here you'd like to have. But you know what? That's the $500,000 house you want. Let's work towards it. It might take 6, 7, 8, 10 years, but let's start with this house and let's work to your dream house.
Yeah, and we mentioned it a little bit on the earlier segment. In my experience, I got a VA loan. I feel fancy, but I know, and this is definitely something I want to maybe even spend the rest of this time talking about, because there's just so many veterans out there that are just so misinformed that could be homeowners at this very moment, but just there's just a plethora of myths around the VA financing and VA loans out there. If you would, you know, bust some of those myths in regards to like eligibility, people can use it more than once, you know, all those kind of the things that go along with the VA that most veterans don't even know.
And you experienced the eligibility when you'd been told no. And it's pretty simple. I mean, if you have been in the service and you were active duty for 90 to 120 days, which you were more than that, high probability that you have eligibility as a veteran. And if we meet that requirement, you probably have it. What I find so often is the service records aren't updated correctly when you guys are discharged. And the right paperwork isn't filed or isn't given to the right person, and then the system isn't updated correctly, which is what happened with you, and a couple phone calls and email was done. Another one I hear all the time is, I've already done a VA loan. You can have infinite VA loans.
Really?
I have active duty people that they PCS to Washington, they buy a house there, now they're PCSing to Fort Hood. Well, they keep the house in Washington and rent it. We buy a house in Fort Hood, VA. They're there for 2 years. They PCS out to Kentucky, Georgia area, and they buy a house there. You can have multiple VA loans and you can own multiple homes. And when you leave, you can keep them and turn them into a rental property. So it's also an opportunity to start building a rental portfolio while you're in the service.
What about commercial properties? Can you use a VA loan to get commercial properties?
You cannot use VA for commercial purposes.
Okay.
But you can use a VA loan to buy a piece of land and build your dream home. There is a VA construction or perm loan, and it works just like the rest of the VA loans. The other one that I hear a lot is, I always have to ask the question, do you receive disability pay? That's just, when I know you're a veteran, it's a question I have to ask. We're required to ask it. And I hear all the time, well, I'm eligible for it, but I don't want to do it. If you're eligible for disability pay, number one, you earned it. Go get it. And the reason is you will not have a funding fee on your VA loan. And your funding fees can be as little as 1.8% of the loan amount or as much as 3.3% of the loan amount.
Explain that to me, the funding fee, because, I mean, even, you know, as I was going through my paperwork, I saw that, and I saw that, yay, I get my funding fee waived because I'm a service-connected disabled vet. But what is that? What is it in the funding fee?
So the funding fee is what helps the VA program run. And it, so that money goes directly into the VA home loan program, mm-hmm. and it helps offset, in the rare instance that there is a default, it helps ensure the whole pool of VA loans so that you guys can actually get 100% financing. Nice. Something unique about VA is VA has the VA loan has the lowest default rate of any mortgage out there. Even during the mortgage meltdown, VA loans had the lowest default rate of any loan out there. And it's because of how the program runs, how it's funded, and how it's underwritten. We don't look at a DTI. We look at what are all your expenses and how much money do you have left over. And there's a chart. Is it a single? Are you married? Do you have children? And the more people you have in the household, the more money you have to have left over every month after you pay all your bills. And so it's just a different way. And it's just a very secure, great loan. But the if you have a service-related disability, go get rated, get your disability pay. That way you don't have to deal with a funding fee. 3.3% on a $300,000 mortgage is a really big number. It's over 10 grand.
Yeah.
If you go get your disability rating, you don't have to pay that.
Yeah. I mean, and even aside from that discount, if you go get your disability rating, you'll get your disability pay every month, you know, and like you said, that's money you earned. You know, I definitely, I deal with vets regularly, particularly Vietnam vets, that, you know, we're too proud to get that. We feel like, you know, it's somebody else needs it, but no, you need it, but you worked hard, you served our country, and that's money we put aside for you. So,
absolutely. And, yeah. And you know, getting the getting your VA eligibility, as you and I discussed when we talked about rates, the interest rate on a VA loan is significantly lower than a conventional loan, by a lot, almost a full percent. And when you're talking home values today at $300,000 and $400,000, 1% difference in that loan amount is going to be $200 to $300 a month in your payment. It's a big savings.
Yeah. Nice. Well, cool. Well, so how can people get a hold of you if they want to contact you?
They can get a hold of me on my cell phone at 520-247-3610.
One more time.
520-247-3610 or John, J-O-N, at inspiredlifemortgage.com.
Nice. Nice. Well, thank you guys for joining us. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Well, thank you all out there for listening. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain.
I'm Dre Williams.
Yeah, with Straightening Pathways. Yeah. So you guys, thank you for listening. We'll catch you next week. And go to VeteranRescueMission.org. Check out all the good stuff that we do. All right. God bless.